Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to Faith Ambassadors, Staying on Purpose broadcast, the love discussion. Tonight, I am Pastor Dotson, Lady Felicia, your host for this evening. I thank God for each and every one of you tuning in. If you have not invited someone, go ahead via your contact, via social media, invite someone to come on the line and hear what the Lord is saying tonight. Tonight we're discussing love. Very broad topic, but we want to hear what the Lord is saying via His Word. And there's some specific things that He has given for us to bring out concerning love, and we want to present it to you. Whether you're in prison, in the rehab, at home, on your job, at school, taking a break, riding in the car, we thank God for you wherever you may be tuning in live, or if you're listening to this by replay. We thank God for you. Share it. And if it blesses you, if it touches you, if you hear something that is important or is revelation to you, bless somebody else to hear what the Lord is saying. Our scripture reading for tonight. Amen. Bear with me. I was already. All right. Romans, the 13th chapter and the 10th verse. Romans, the 13th chapter and the 10th verse. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. I'll read it again. Romans 13 and 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. If we keep the law of God, the commandments of God, then as you operate in love, you will find that you will not do any wrong, work any ill, malice, thoughts, actions, deeds, or feelings toward your fellow human beings when you operate in the love of God. At this time, I'm going to ask Prophetess Latoya, our assistant pastor of the ministry, to come forth and pray for us and the broadcast. And after she comes forth, I will bring our announcements. And after that, I'll have a song right before we get into our discussion. Prophetess Latoya.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, everyone, to the Staying on Purpose broadcast tonight. Father, we just thank you for being God, and we bless you for being God of our lives, Lord. We ask that you would forgive us right now of anything that we have said, anything that we have done, or anything that we have thought that was not like you. And we thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. We thank you right now, even so, for your love being shed abroad in our hearts, Lord. We thank you for the love of God, the love that Christ demonstrated on Calvary's cross for us. We bless you for it. Father, I pray right now that every listener would have an ear to hear what you are saying through your vessels. Father, I thank you right now that every distraction would be removed. We come against the foul of the air right now, Lord, and we thank you that as your word goes forth, that it accomplishes that which you send it to do, and it prospers the very thing that it is sent to. Lord, we thank you that your word declares that love covers a multitude of sins. And Father, we thank you right now that as your love goes forth, your Father, and that they are even corrected because you love us, and we thank you for that. Father, I thank you right now for every listener and for every listener that would listen to the replay, that they would walk away having received your love from this broadcast tonight. We thank you for Pastor Dotson and for Prophet Aaron on tonight, and we glorify you. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. Have your way. We thank you that you are here with us. We thank you that you would even show us your glory on tonight. We bless you and we love you, and it is in your Son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Latoya. Our announcements, thank you so much for continuing to join us Monday through Thursday. Monday night, our Staying on Purpose broadcast, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tuesday, our women's ministry, Women of Wisdom and Power, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Wednesday night is now our Overflow ministry, where we pray, we bring the word of God, a prophetic word, however the Lord leads us. That is time that we utilize on Wednesday night to bring forth whatever the Lord is saying to do at that time. And then on Thursday night is our School of the Prophet, where you will hear a message from Chief Apostle Daniel Carter, or on second and fourth Thursdays you will hear the King's Decree. We thank God for each and every one of you. If you have a question that you would like addressed while we are live tonight, that phone number where you can text a question as we are discussing love is 512-587-6854. Again, that number is 512-587-6854 for your questions. as well. You can check us out on our website, Faith Ambassadors 247 FaithAmbassadors247.com. FaithAmbassadors247.com is our website. And our email, if you would like to connect with us, become a honorary member or a member or partner with us, honorary partner or a partner in the ministry, and be under the covering of Chief Apostle Daniel Carter, and follow him, myself, and Prophetess LaToya as we follow God in this ministry. You can email us at faithambassadors247@gmail.com, faithambassadors247@gmail.com. If you have prayer requests, if you have questions, if you need counseling or you need an ear to bend, if you need someone trustworthy that will take your things to God and not to others, then you can email us, faithambassadors247@gmail.com. Excuse me. You can connect with us also on Twitter as well as Instagram. You can search for Bishop Daniel Carter. You can search for Daniel Carter. You can search for Faith Ambassadors, and you can follow us so that you will get all the updates and get to know anything that's going on in the ministry for Faith Ambassadors. Again, we thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of this broadcast on tonight. And at this time, I'm going to give about 2 minutes of a song, and then we will come back and get into our discussion. If you have not invited someone, go ahead and invite someone. That number where they can call in, give them that number, 515-602-9661. 515-602-9661 is the number to dial into the broadcast.
Oh! All right, company, we're going to set this one up for Karen. Y'all ready? Put your hands together. Come on. Ah. Speak about your words. Power of life and death is in your words. Your words create your reality. Come on, y'all. Tell the story.
My words have power to defeat the enemy.
Your challenge under your feet.
Those same words have power.
Those same words.
To speak life and prosperity.
Go on and speak it.
I have been given the authority.
God gave you dominion. Yes, you can.
By the power invested in me,
I gave you power.
Decree God's favor in my city.
Decree the favor.
I know my word.
Your word.
My word.
Got what?
Have power.
Ah, I hear you. Everybody, come on. Put your hands together like this. Yeah. All right, Karen. You got it.
Amen, amen. I got happy. Worshiping and praising God. My words have power. my words, your words. People of God, your words have power. What you say about you, about your life, even about what you see at this moment has power. You will begin to see what you speak, but be careful not to continue to speak what you see. Otherwise, you'll keep seeing what you see because you spoke it. Amen. Apostle Aaron, Prophet Aaron, are you there?
God bless you, prophetess.
God bless you. That's fine. Whichever one is on your lips at the moment. Amen.
You got all the hats. Glory be to God. You were all five of them. Glory be to God.
Bless God. Amen. Man of God, if you would pray real fast, and then let's get into this topic.
Okay, amen. Heavenly Father, first and foremost, we give you thanks, we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. But we repent, I repent right now in the name of Jesus. Anything I've said or done, even thought that were contrary unto your will, that were offensive unto your God, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, if I have grieved your Holy Ghost in any way, shape, or form, I apologize and I repent in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
For no one is righteous, no, not one. For we all fall short of your glory, and even our righteousness is of filthy rags. For the righteousness of Jesus is which makes us holy, which makes us righteous. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the bloodstained banner, Jehovah Nisi. I give you honor and give you glory. Washing away my sins and making me clean, oh God, and making us whole. We thank you, Redeemer. May you bless this broadcast on tonight, Holy Ghost. May you bless us. May you lead us and guide us and direct us, oh God. May you speak to us and speak through us. May your people be edified and be built up, oh God, for your glory, oh God. Bless us, oh God. Bless us with your word on tonight. Bless us, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, may you be glorified with all that we say and all that we do and all that we are. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you honor and glory. Bless the speakers on tonight, O God. And bless even the listeners, O God. Bless their ears, O God. Prepare their hearts and their minds, O God, to receive the word, O God. May you plant the seed and may you make it grow and water it, O God. And fall for your glory. In Jesus' mighty, mighty, mighty name, we pray. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And we shall worship you in your spirit and in your truth for the rest of our days. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. So tonight we're discussing love, and that's something that God wanted to talk about as he had me invite you, man of God. I went and I researched the types of love that there are, and I found a few. And so the one is, if you're taking notes, if you're a note taker, because note takers are also giants, note takers also retain better, I found. I'm a note taker. So if you don't have a pen and a paper, you might want to grab one or get your pen off your phone and get you a screen or pull up your notepad on your phone and take some notes. So the first one is philia. P-H-I-L-I-A, and that is brotherly love, also known as love of mind, and that is what the city of Philadelphia, that name Philadelphia comes from, the city of brotherly love, philia, brotherly love. And then E-R-O, some pronounce it eros, some pronounce it eros, and that is romantic or passionate, intimate love. And then storge, S-T-O-R-G-E, pronounced storge. That is family love. And you can Google this and find it for yourself, research it, and get more in depth if you like. But I, just by the leading of the Holy Ghost, I wanted to bring some of these up because sometimes the lines between the different types are blurred, crossed, intermingled. And so the Holy Spirit had me to bring these up. And then, so that last one was storge, S-T-O-R-G-E. family love, the love between a parent and a child. Agape, they had it as universal. We know agape is the love of God, unconditional, without conditions or anything that would make you have to earn it, is the way I would like to say it. And then Ludus, L-U-D-U-S, also known as lust, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, lust of pride of life. Ludus, also known as lust, lustful love. And then Felucia, P-H-I-L-A-U-T-I-A. And that is a derivative of self-love or a type of self-love. Sometimes can be associated with arrogance, but that type is called hubris, H-U-B-R-I-S, which is also known as an unhealthy love of self, also arrogance. And so in talking about love, now that we have some variation of how love can be exhibited between humans, depending on the relationship one to another, we also want to define what love is. And I'm going to ask Prophet Aaron if you would jump in on this part.
Yeah.
What is love? What is love?
What is love? Well,
first, the first part, I'm going to ask you in your own words by your definition, and then by scriptorial, by scripture.
Okay, I got you. Well, love is definitely an action word. Love, you know, passion, something that you're compassionate about, you have passion for, you know. That's my definition, that you're like,
okay.
Love, like for me, you'll do anything for a person.
Okay.
That's it for me, you know, my interpretation.
Okay. All right. Now, scripturally, what is love?
What is love? Okay. Romans 8:35. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, prayer or sword? Glory be unto God. What I've learned in my walk with the Lord is that we say that we love God, and it's like when trials come, we tend to stray away a little bit. Conditional. We have conditions. If things don't go the way that we plan, you know, we start to do things our own way, and we kind of like give God the cold shoulder, like, you know, this is happening because you let it happen, God. Like, we blame God, like, we get mad at God, you know, and our relationship with the Lord is just, it gets strenuous, it gets loose, no longer tight, the bond is no longer there. And I just read the scripture, like, what, you know, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Or are we going to allow? Are we going to allow an uncertain circumstance, a trial and error? Are we going to allow that to separate us from the love of the Lord when He has redeemed us? When He, you know, when He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, you know, He loved us that much that He sacrificed Himself.
Mm-hmm.
How dare we put limitations, limits. Restrictions and conditions on love when He loved us so much that we should be in hell burning. We should be dead. But he loved us so much that he said, you know what, I'm going to forgive you for that. I'm going to forgive you for that. Not only am I going to forgive you of that, but I'm going to forget it as far as the east is from the west. I'm going to throw it in the sea of forgiveness, mm-hmm. and I never bring it up again, you know. And but yet we turn away and walk away from the Lord, and it's like we put down love. We put down the love. It's like, okay, was your love really real for God? Did you really love Jesus? Did you really love the Lord? You know, he's faithful to us even when we're unfaithful. You know, yet he still loved us. My God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I heard that you have to be able to stand in the midst of love or your giving being on trial.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And that love has no limits, restrictions, or conditions. Why? Because God is love.
Amen.
And even his restrictions, limits, and conditions are to protect us, to keep us, lead us, and guide us.
Amen.
And then the last thing I heard was true love is faithful.
My God.
The love of God, because God is love.
Amen.
God is faithful.
Amen.
And therefore true love exhibits the characteristic of being faithful.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And so for me, 1 Corinthians 13th chapter, and that's our foundation scripture for this conversation, and we'll be going back and forth between this and other scriptures. But 1 Corinthians the 13th chapter, the first verse says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not, the King James Version says charity. This version says, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbal. And even as I read that, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me that if I don't have love, yes, love is action, and that action is giving. For God so loved the world that he gave. If there is no giving, where there is a assumption, presumption, or speaking of love, then check the loveometer. Because love should be followed up with giving. If a man and a woman are dating, just dating, and there is no giving back and forth, but yet there's always, I love you, 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 but there yet and still he or she, one or the other or both, are lacking in something because the other will not give. Check the loveometer. Check the foundation. Check and see, is it really love or is it one of these other that I mentioned in the beginning? Is it lust? Is it eros? Amen. Is it philia? Check to see what type of love that it is. Because God loved us, he gave what he had that was of value to him that he knew would help us to be reconnected and reconciled, help me Jesus, back to him. To be the become the bridge. What are we willing to give up? Oh Lord have mercy, help me. In order to reconcile the relationships that are wrecked in our lives, What are we willing to make a bridge to reconnect us with those people or those things or those relationships that are messed up that we know we need to be reconnected to in our lives? What are you willing to give? What are you willing to sacrifice? Because that's what it was. God sacrificed, allowed his son to be sacrificed that we can be reconciled. He became the propitiation. He became that thing, the bridge that will reconnect us back to the Father.
My God.
And if you're not willing to give, check your love.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Can I chime in real quick?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Jump in. Jump in.
Glory be to God. When the scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, to whomsoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory be unto God. But for God so loved the world that, okay, now this is what I see. Now, I'm envisioning Jesus on the cross, and you know, the veil tore. Before the veil had torn, God the Father had turned his back on Jesus, and Jesus said, why hast thou forsaken me? But I believe, oh my God, I feel the anointing. I believe that God the Father, yes, he had to turn his back, but I believe he turned his back because he loved his son so much that it hurted him. The watch couldn't bear it to see the torture that his son was going through, the hurt. Oh my God. Oh God, I can just imagine seeing my baby up on the cross. I couldn't look. I wouldn't be able to look. He had to turn. That's how loving Father he is. He had to turn his face because he couldn't bear to watch his son die on the cross. But yet he loved us still, that he did it. He loved us that much. That's a deep, 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 deep love. My God, my God. Ooh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
He had to turn his face. He had to turn his face. Yeah. He couldn't bear to watch. That love is unconditional. That's what you call agape love. Glory be unto God.
Yes.
That's a love, my God. He laid down, I love that he laid down his life. Jesus laid down his life. Oh, my God.
Nobody had
and
to take it from
love.
Him.
Glory, glory. And that's the same type of love that a husband, a man of God, is supposed to love his wife as Christ loved the church, that he laid down his life. A man of God, a husband, is supposed to sacrifice his life for his wife as Christ did for the church. The groom did for the bride. That's a deep love. Would you die for her? My God, my God. We have to die. You know, we got to die to our selfishness. We have to die. We have to sacrifice our wants and needs and desires so that she can have all that she wants, all that she needs, all that she desires. See, the desire for the husband, this is true love now. I don't know where I'm going. I'm going somewhere with this. The love for the husband, Christ died for the church because he loved us. He made sure his death had brought us everlasting life. He became death so that we may have everlasting life. He died. He became poor so that we may become rich. Glory be unto God. But in all of that, the husband is to love his wife and sacrifice his the desire for the husband, for the wife, is to see her wants or her needs. That should be his desire. The husband desire should to see her wants come before his. Her wants and her needs, her desire. Not just what she needs, but what she wants. We ought to desire to see her happy. No matter what it takes, no matter what the sacrifice is, we give it all up just for her. And we ought to die, lay down our lives. Glory be unto God. That's the love, my God. True love, agape love, Christ-like love. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Okay, so I'm passing the mic back. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. In my research on marriage, I searched, and I've challenged many people to search as well. Nowhere did it tell the wife to love the husband. And I challenge you. And if you find it, please email me, faithambassador247@gmail.com. It tells the husband to love the wife as Christ loved the church. It tells the wife
the scripture is the Bible, tells the wife to honor him, submit one to another, to respect him.
Amen.
And to do what God has instructed her to do, to be a prayer warrior. Even in Proverbs 31, I did not find it. As the mother-in-law talks about the daughter-in-law as a Proverbs 31 woman, as she talks about her, nowhere. Again, if you find it, email me. Let me know. I might have missed it. I can miss. It does not tell the wife or talk about the woman, the wife loving the husband. Because sometimes, as I found out just talking to other couples, married couples that have been in marriage for 30, 40, 50 years, a lot that have been successful, the wife says, I didn't like him. I wasn't studying him. And I liken it to salvation. You weren't thinking about getting saved. You weren't thinking about Jesus. You wasn't trying to get right. You wanted to do what you wanted to do. It was not in your radar or on your mind most times. But you, when you came and you sat and you heard the word, when he courted, when he kept calling you, when he kept wooing you and kept asking you out, you finally gave in. Well, God does the same thing with us. Lord Jesus, he woos us.
My God.
He courts us.
Lord.
He draws us near to him. He lets us see the type of husband man he really is. He lets us see the type of father that he really is. And he's been there all the time. And
Amen.
That's what many wives have said. He was my friend, or he was always around. All the time. And I wasn't studying him. But he kept on. And God does us the same way. He keeps on until he gets your attention, until he draws you near, and he can whisper in your ear. He's sweeter than the honey on the honeycomb.
Glory.
And
hallelujah.
When he's done, you have no other choice. Why? Because he is so good, and he treats you so well, and he is a keeper of his word, and he is the God, the true and living God, that doesn't tickle your fancy and leave you empty, but he fills the nooks and the crannies and the crevices and the voids that no other human can touch or even come near to. You tried the drugs. You tried the whoremongering. You tried the alcohol. You tried the running the street. You tried from bed to bed. Whatever you tried, you tried it. But it didn't compare to salvation. It didn't compare to God loving on you. It didn't. It doesn't compare. It won't ever compare to the love of God and the relationship, the love relationship that's between you and God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. My God. And one thing that love of God, it teaches us, it taught me that even when people turn their backs and they walk away from you, God is still there. His love is still there. And I thank God, you know, for people turning their back on me, because it made me realize and recognize that God truly, truly loves me no matter what. He loves everything about me. He loves my flaws, my imperfections. He loves all of that stuff, my past. He knows my mistakes. He still loves me through it all and never turned his back on me, never gave up on me, even still. So it taught me and it brought me tighter. It made our relationship closer. I said, no, God, don't nobody else love me like you. Lord, dealing God. Look, people done turned their back on me. Oh, my God. I ain't going to say no names. Glory be to God. But people done turned their back on me. People I love, people I least expect, friends and all. They, wow, my God. God never, I'm sitting here alone by myself, and I ain't even by myself. I said, I ain't even by myself. The Bible says if I make my bed in hell, he is with me.
He's there.
God is always, always around. We just don't recognize. We don't talk to him. You know, we don't talk. And he's still there, like you said. He's still there wooing us. He's still whispering, like, come on, you know, I love you. Come on, son. Come on, daughter. I love you. I'm here for you. You know, and he separates us. He allows that to happen just to get our attention. To see, look, I'm the lover of your soul. I'm the lover of your life. I am everything. I'm your everything. Glory be unto God. I love you, Lord. I love the Lord today more than I ever did before. And I pray that my love for the Lord grows more and more. Oh, my God. I love the Lord today more than I did before. And I pray that my love for him, for my God, grows more and more every day. Get stronger and stronger, the love of God. For nothing can separate us from the love. Nothing can separate us from nor death, nor height, nor light, nor death, nor angel, nor demon. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing and no one but a thing. Glory, hallelujah.
Nothing but a.
My God. My God.
Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
Nothing but our own doing, our own choice. If the relationship ends, it's between us and God, it's because we decided to walk away, not because he did.
Glory. That's true. Amen.
Three scriptures that the Lord has before me, and we're going to touch on them. Back to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and the first verse. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. If I don't give, then all that noise I'm making, what I'm speaking, if my giving does now outshine my speaking, I'm just making noise. I got to not just talk the talk. I got to walk the walk, because love is action. Mm-hmm. And without the action, we are of none effect. They shall know we are Christians by our love. And then 1 John 4:8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And that's a pretty strong statement to say that if you're not loving, if you're not giving, if you're not doing, then you don't even know God. How could you possibly know God? Help me, Holy Spirit. And not give.
My God.
And not act, and not do something. How could you even say that you know God, and there is no giving, there is no action, for God is love. If you have come in contact with the Most High God, the true and living God, there is a giving and an action inside of you that you must perform. It has to come out. It has to be. Because God is love, God is action, God is giving, he's a giver. And so if you have come in contact with him, you will not remain the same. You will not be stingy. You will not be selfish. You will not withhold that which he has said, release. Oh, my goodness, today. Despite who it is going to, despite the circumstance and the situation, you will give it out. You will release it. I hear you. I'm having a hard time with it. I'm having a problem with it because of who it's going to or who he's telling me to give it to. Well, take that problem up with him, because guess what? The scripture tells me, and it's something that God has made very prevalent in my life, and he told me this about a relationship with a very close family member of mine. He said, if you keep doing what I tell you to do, and he took me to the scripture that says, you giving your coat when they ask for it, and doing above and beyond, and I'm paraphrasing, what I tell you to do, it will be as heaping coals of fire upon their head. Now, do you think that people can't keep treating you wrong and you treating them right? Help me tonight.
My God.
Do you think one or two things is about to happen? Either they're going to stop treating you wrong or they're going to get out away from you.
Glory.
Because the love of God working through you, being exhibited in your life, and you giving and doing despite them talking about you and backbiting about you, despite them even praying against you or upon you. Guess what? If you stay in the stead of the love of God, they can't stand the pressure. They can't stand the fire. They can't stand that anointing of love that destroys yokes.
Woo, my Jesus. God, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
So you keep loving, and you keep doing, and you keep giving, despite of their behavior, in spite of how they act and how they talk, you keep giving. Now, put a pin right there. If God told you to walk away and run and don't look back, you walk away, run, don't look back. However,
my
I ain't
God.
Talking to you. I'm talking to the one who he told you to keep loving, keep giving, keep doing. You're the one. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Obey God. It will
Lord,
be as heaping coals of fire upon their head. Otherwise, you are 1 John 4:8. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love.
My
Hallelujah.
God.
And
Hallelujah.
Then, thank you, Jesus. The third scripture, 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. So if you are saying, I'm scared, I'm fearful, what if? Maybe this has happened. Maybe this is going to happen. Stop. 1 John 4:18 gives you your answer. There is no fear in love, but perfect love, mature love, the love of God casts out fear. Because fear, listen to this, hear this, fear hath torment. So if you're being tormented, guess what? What's the root of it? The scripture just said it, fear. Fear have
Glory.
Torment. If you're in anguish about doing and giving and being, even just living, guess what? You're in fear. Come out in the name of Jesus. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of what? What's the first thing it says? Love. Peace and a sound mind. My God, today.
Ooh.
He that feareth is not made perfect in love. In other words, you're not maturing, you're not growing in love. And what is love? God is love. You're not made mature, growing in God. Oh, help me tonight.
My glory. Hallelujah.
I'm a pastor, right? I'm past my
Okay. That thing was powerful. Glory to God. This is something that the Lord had gave me a few days ago. I wrote this. You are a precious treasure hidden deep within the depths of the ocean. Your value has no price because the riches of the earth are not worthy of your exchange. You are a heavenly divine treasure that can only be found by a chosen king who is deemed worthy from the sovereign creator of the universe. Your worth supremely as I dive deep into the depths of the sea, searching for my divine treasure, fighting off sharks and gigantic sea creatures. I finally found you. Hidden treasure has been found. You have been revealed. Hidden treasure, you're worth more. You're worth the fight. I'm glad I fought. You're more valuable than all the gems in the world. You can't be sold nor bought. You are the epitome of beauty. Your very essence is virtuous, specially handcrafted and wonderfully made by God sitting here on earth for a divine purpose. I'm glad God ordained that I would find you on purpose, for his purpose, divinely connected together for his purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Glory
amen.
Be to God. I'm passing the mic back.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Yeah,
Lord.
Hidden treasure. Hidden
Lord.
Treasure. And there's so much inside of love. Matter of fact, let's go to Galatians 5:22.
Amen. Amen.
But the fruit of the Spirit is, what's the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Love. Mm.
Out the gate.
Mm.
The fruit of the Spirit is love.
Love. Glory.
Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law.
Mm.
Against such, yes. There is no law. So when you're operating in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, you're operating in kingdom.
Mm.
That's kingdom living. That's kingdom operation. That's God ordained. These are the things that people should see. But most of all, they should see love out the gate because God is love. They should see God all over you. They should hear it in your conversation. They should see it in your behavior, in your choices, in your actions. It should be so that someone can look at you and see the glory of God, the anointing of God. And it sounds like pressure, but it's really not. Why? Because when we walk with God and let him make us his righteousness, these things can be exhibited in our lives.
Amen.
Sometimes
Amen.
We put undue pressure on our own self to perform when he doesn't want us to perform. He didn't say for us to perform. He said us to submit under his hand. He said for us to keep his command and his statutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you tell your child, if you go to school and pass your classes, that's your work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking you to go get a job. I'm not asking you to pay a bill. I'm saying your work, your contribution to this family and this house and this kingdom called the doctrine / prep kingdom, your contribution is good grade. That's your work. So God is saying, keeping my word, that's your work. Aaron, Andrea, Latoya, Elizabeth, that's your work. Keeping my
Amen.
Word and obeying my instruction. That's your work.
Amen.
By faith.
Amen. 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 And the thing about it, we ought to love doing it. We ought to love keeping God's word. We ought to love and desire it. Or we ought to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Glory be unto God. It should not be a struggle. It should not be a fight. I mean, it's a fight. It's this thing. Yeah, you're right. It's a fight, but it should not be something that is hard for us to do. It should it be something that we should be desiring to do. I desire to love. I love God. I desire to love others because God said so. But Jesus even said it on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, for the love that he has. Glory be unto God. We ought to love our enemies. We ought to love those who despise and abuse us. Glory be unto God. We ought to love those. The Bible says to bless those who curse us. Glory be unto God. For vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord. He got that taken care of. We got to love those folks. He said, if you see your enemy hungry, feed them. Thirsty, give them something to drink. Glory be unto God. That's the love. That's the compassion. That's the agape love. That's only the love of Christ. Glory be unto God. We can't love them unless we got the Spirit of God in us. We can't love correctly. Look, a man and a woman, a man can't love a woman if he don't love God. And a woman can't love the man if she ain't loving God. If the two ain't loving God, God ain't first. Glory be unto God. If God ain't first and foremost, the love in the head of our lives, then we can't love one another right, because we're going to always, our love, it'll fall. It'll fall. It won't stand tall. Our love will fall. We ain't loving the Lord, and we ain't loving the one who created love, the one who commanded love. It's a commandment. We ought to yield. We ought to submit under the commandments, which is love. Love thy neighbor. Glory be unto God. If we ain't got love, then we ain't got nothing. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm passing it back. Pass the mic back. Glory. Hallelujah.
And then he said, I'm going to take the 10 and reduce it to 2. I'm going to make it real simple. I'm going to break it down like a fraction. He said,
glory.
Look, to make this real easy on you, love me, God, your maker, your creator, with everything you got, everything you are, everything you not. Just love me.
Mm-hmm.
Then after you, when you working on, while you working on your vertical love between me and you, make sure that your horizontal love, you work on that too. That's loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Again, if you don't have that fiducia, that self-love, that healthy, healthy self-love, not self-righteous, but that self-love, that healthy self-love, that self-esteem, that confidence in God, why you working on the cross, because that's what it is, vertical between you and God, horizontal between you and one another. Love you first, then you can love somebody else. Because if you ain't loving you right, you won't love your brother. And how can you love me, whom you've never seen, and hate your brother? I'm going to say it again. How, says God, can you love me, whom you never laid your physical eyes on?
My God.
And yet hate your brother. I made both of you, flaws and all.
Hallelujah.
I love both of you, flaws and all.
I
don't love the sin, but I love you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Love is a requirement. He took the 10 and broke it down like a fraction and reduced it to 2.
My God. Because the love of God is not in us if we don't love our brother whom we can see. We don't really love God whom we can't see. If I can't love my brother whom I can see, and my sister who I can see every day with this physical, natural, naked eye, how can I say I love God? The love of God ain't in me. I'm a liar. I'm a hypocrite. Glory be unto God. Glory be unto God. My God. My God. My God. Look, and I repent. Glory be unto God.
Come on. Come on. Be transparent.
My God.
You know, we all have to repent that we don't love. And what hinders our love? Thank you, Holy Ghost. What hinders that love? Unforgiveness.
Right.
Well, I can't forgive him. I can't forgive her. So I don't want to fool with him. Well, what if God said that about you?
Be in hell. My God.
What if God said, you know what? That dude you slept with the other week, that lady you got busy with, I take it, I'm going to take it down a notch. You know, that imagination you had just the other day.
My God.
Of that sugar in somebody's tank, that cussing somebody out, that sleeping with somebody. Yeah, that imagination you had. What if God threw us away from that? What if he didn't forgive us for that? What if he didn't look beyond that fault and see that we still need his love unconditionally?
The blood, God, my God.
What if he cast us aside and didn't fool with us no more? I hear you. Well, sometimes it feels like God ain't fooling with you. Yeah, it feels like, and that's in your emotions. But if you could come out of your emotions for just 2.5 seconds and look around and see that he's carrying you all while he's still taking care of you.
Glory.
Jesus. I'm through.
Oh, my God.
That's not...
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Help me,
I mean, I ain't got nothing else to say, prophetess. You know, I can just, let me see if I got a scripture I can say, you know, in my little piece with a scripture. We got, verse 9. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide
wow.
in my love, my God. So I'm going to abide in the love of the Lord,
of God, of
my God.
By
abiding in
his
love. Christ
Jesus,
my God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving me despite of all
yes.
my wretchedness and
yes.
wickedness and mistakes and failures. Thank you for still loving me, not giving up on me. Thank
glory.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. I thank you for not for being faithful, Lord God. And
yes.
when I was so unfaithful and disloyal and, my God, and disrespectful and dishonoring, you still love me. Oh, my God. You, Lord God. All the times I betrayed you and turned my back on you, Lord. And you still called me and you still chose to keep me, my God. Oh, my God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your love, your everlasting love. Oh, my God, for your agape love, for your true love, your unconditional love, your love with no limit. Glory unto God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Your love
yes.
is limitless.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
my
you,
God.
Jesus.
Lord.
And so, once this scripture, and then I'm gonna go back to 1 Corinthians 13. God has had this jumping off the page of my phone. 1 John 2:15. 1 John, 2nd chapter, 15th verse. Love not the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
My God.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Why is that, Pastor Doctor? Why I can't love the world? Because the things that are in the world are not of God. They are contrary to the word of God. They are contrary to the spirit of God, which means they are totally opposite. Where God is love, the world hates. Where God is peace, the world is confusion. I mean, just think about anything that's going on in the world, whether it's killing, whether it's laws that's being passed that's contrary to his word. So love not the world. And he said, don't just not love the world, but don't even love anything in the world. Well, how is that possible? Not to love anything in the world, the ways, the laws, the habits of the world. Don't love going out and partying and drinking and getting high and sleeping around, and those ain't the only sins. Don't love backbiting and cursing, and don't love anything that the world loves. And how would I know what the world loves? Because they put it on display every day.
My God.
They put it on the news. They put it in the newspaper. They put it on YouTube. They put it on Facebook. They put it on Twitter. They put it on Instagram. And they make a big deal out of it. Those things that are important to the world, that are contrary and go against what the word of God teaching and saying for us to do and how we should be, act, and feel, they are totally opposite of the kingdom. Love not those things. He didn't say you wouldn't encounter them. He said just don't love it.
He didn't say you wouldn't even, he didn't even say you wouldn't get intermingled and intertwined in it. He said, well, just don't love it. To love a thing, you esteem it highly. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
My God.
It means that you put that thing, as Prophet Aaron said in the beginning of the program, you'll do anything for it. That's how you know what you love. What is it that you would do anything for? Who is it that you would do anything for, whether it was right or whether it's wrong? That person that you esteem highly, even above or along the same lines as God. Because now, thank you, Holy Ghost, you've just made it an idol. That's why. Jesus,
glory.
He said, love not the world or the things thereof, because you just put it above God. You just made it equal to God, and that's an idol. That's idolatry.
My God. My God. This is true. This is word.
That was a download from the Holy Ghost. I got to go back and listen to this. My God, tonight, Jesus. Help
my
me.
My God. Look, I ain't got no problem with repenting. I repent. That I know in the past, in my past love life, what? I didn't put her above. I know I didn't put her up there with God. I know. And you know what? God said, I will have no idols, no other gods before me. And he has stripped that thing away. I have been stripped naked. Take it away. He'll dash it. He'll smash it. You know what the relationship needs. What happened? God, well, why did you? Because I made that thing an idol. Glory be unto God. And I repent in Jesus' name. I ain't got no shame. Ain't no shame in my game. I'm wrong. Because at the end of the day, in the beginning of the top of the day, in the beginning of the morning, I got to stand before the judge of all the judges and give account.
Yes.
And only one being has the power to kill the soul, destroy the soul, and has the authority to put me in hell or to grant me paradise in heaven. And I'm going to make sure I get this thing right. Glory be unto God. There will be no idols before me. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
I think this, we're going to bring it to a close on that note, and I'm going to read some more of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Prophet Aaron, if the Lord says the same, we will come back Wednesday and continue some of this discussion. People of God, if you have any questions or there's something pertaining to love that you would like covered, you can email faithambassadors247@gmail.com or you can text 512-587-6854, 512-587-6854. And so, in closing, we want to look at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, starting at the 4th verse. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. Verse 9, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. Verse 10, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away.
Hallelujah.
The attributes of love, how you know that you, we're not going to talk about recognizing anybody else because we want to have a self-examination tonight. And take a good look in the mirror called the Word of God and see if we are aligned, and where we are not aligned,
His word says that he will make the crooked places straight. And it is the job of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth and righteousness. So if you ask him, wherever I am crooked when it comes to love, wherever I'm not perfect, wherever I'm not mature, wherever I have not grown in the area of love, Holy Spirit, not only reveal it to me, but then take me by my hand and help me to grow and mature and come into the truth about it. Accept that truth and grow from it. Anything else you want to add before we get out of here, Apostle Aaron?
I believe I have nothing else to say.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I see that Elder Britton is still on with us. Thank you for hanging in there, Elder Britton. If you have something, I have unmuted you. You can come on, and you have 2 minutes. If not, we're going to pray and get out of here.
Amen. God bless everybody. Bless you all that's on the line. I just enjoy sitting back listening to it. Just something quick I wanted to say, just thinking about it when you're talking about love. In the beginning, you know, I had to go and repent to God because there was a point where I was pleasing man and not pleasing God. And just because I loved that individual, I tried to make things perfect and put him ahead of God, just trying to make myself look good, you know, to be perfect in the front of him and not realizing it ain't him. You know, I put him before God, and now that I realize that, you know, there's a lot of things that God has been showing me and confirming to me in the past couple of weeks, and it just got me sitting back, like, in awe. It just feel like something just totally cleanse the inside of me and just open up my eyes for me to see certain things. And it's not to bash anybody or to make anybody feel bad. But it was just about how I put this individual in the front of God, because it wasn't that I was trying to do things to please God or to, you know, to do what God told me to do. I was trying to please this man. I was trying to make myself look good in the front of this man just because of love. And in the end, it turned out that it wasn't even the love that I wanted, because I put this man first. So you know what? I can't wait until Wednesday to hear the rest of this, and just sitting back just thinking, I'm like, God, I surrender and I apologize. Forgive me of my sins, because I am not too big where I can go back and some people, you know, they would say, now that ain't God, it ain't all about. Yes, it is, because I was wrong, because I put man before God, and I try to make myself look good by making it look like, oh, I'm perfect, and oh, I'm going to go and do this, and I'm going to do this so I can look good trying to get nuggets. And it wasn't even about that. So I just bless God for tonight, for the prophet that's on the line, and to you, Elder Dots, and I just bless God for the both of you for the teaching on tonight.
Amen. Glory be unto God. Glory, amen. Amen. And God bless
amen.
You, Elder. God bless you for the words of wisdom that you just shared. Glory be unto God. That was empowering. That was enlightening as well, and encouraging and inspiring. Glory be unto God. So,
amen.
You in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank God for you, Elder Britton, and thank God for joining you. Thank God for everyone that has joined us tonight. I pray that everyone has been blessed and has heard something. Yes, please come back Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is vitally important, people of God, that we know. And once we recognize, thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing that back. Elder Britton, as you were talking, something the Lord has said to me earlier, but he just brought it back when you were speaking. David said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I sought the Lord. I lift it up. When the Lord unblocks the line of sight, feel God on this tonight.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. When that thing
glory,
dies,
hallelujah.
and unblocks your sight, your line of sight to God, because he was there all the time.
Yes.
But David didn't see him high and lifted up until the year that King Uzziah died. Okay, let me calm down because I'm about to preach. Jesus, help me tonight. Lord,
wait,
have mercy.
Yes.
That fire lit. Keep it going.
Woo, Jesus. When Uzziah died, you'll see. Jesus.
My God.
Well, I thank God, Lord, that the line of sight is free and clear. And that not just you, it ain't just you, Elder Britton. No, that none of us are alone in our struggles. It looks different on everybody, but guess what? We all have an Uzziah that has been blocking the line of sight from us to God. And when we move that thing, or God moves us around from that thing, guess what? Freedom.
Yes,
freedom. Freedom. Glory. Glory. Thank you for freedom. Prophet Aaron, if you would do a couple of decorations as the Lord leads you, and then I'm going to do a few, and we're going to get out of here. Oh, Jesus, help me.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. You want me to read a couple of scriptures? What you want me to do?
No, I'll go first. Father, we decree and declare tonight, and we thank you, God, that your people are being made free from what you have spoken to us and through us, God. We decree and declare that this day, that there will not be any idols that is blocking our line of sight to you, God, that we can see you clear and plain, not just in our lives, but, God, your hand moving and working of the favor that you have upon us, God. We decree and declare tonight, God, that this word has not only made your people free, but they will begin to love again. God, we decree and declare that love, the true love of God, in its proper place. Each and every one has its proper place, that the lines would not be crossed or intermingled or intertangled nor perverted. We decree and declare that the pure, unfeigned love of God works in us and through us, God, that your perfect love that casts out all fear is in us, God. We decree and declare tonight,
Glory.
That yours, where your spirit is, because you are love, we have your love, and then we have love one for another, and then we have love for ourselves. We thank you, God, that your love operates fully in us, so we, God, can exhibit it and be it and share it with other humans, God. We thank you, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Bless your name tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Love again.
In the name of Jesus.
Love again.
Love again.
Love again. Yes, it
will
hurt.
Hallelujah.
Yes, there will be pain. Yes, there will be disappointment. But don't put it or them above God. Love again.
Glory.
I decree and declare you will love again because you have forgiven you have forgiven them.
Yes.
You have moved on and around, and you are healed and whole. I decree and declare healing and wholeness from heartbreak and heartache. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare tonight, God, that there is no other God before you in our lives, God. I decree and declare that we walk and live in perfect love, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it.
Yes, God.
We give you glory. We give you honor, God. We thank you that even tonight, God, someone will feel your pure love enveloping them as they lay and sleep. They will experience, God, your unfeigned love, your unperverted, no perversion about you, God, anywhere. Your love, God, that casts out all fear. They will experience it going forth in the name of Jesus. And love is a choice. And we decree and declare that daily we will choose to love ourselves and one another. And we thank you for it. We give you glory,
you,
honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, it is so.
It is so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And I'm touching this grief with the woman of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm touching this grief in Jesus' mighty name. And I declare and I decree, glory. Your word says, when we decree a thing, it shall come to pass.
Yeah.
And I declare and I decree that agape love, Lord God, walk in your love, oh God, and like Pastor said, we shall love again. Glory be unto God. We shall find our love in love, which is you, Christ Jesus. For you are the love. Glory, hallelujah. We shall find that that divine heavenly predestined purpose love, Lord God, in you, Christ Jesus, Lord God. That's the love I declare and I decree, that we shall find that love that you have ordained, Lord God, in you, Christ Jesus. And that's it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Glory be unto God. We shall love again. Amen.
Amen. It is so. Tomorrow night is our Women of Wisdom and Power broadcast, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we will continue this discussion on Wednesday night in our Overflow broadcast. Connect with us on any social media so that you can get the notices. We love you. God bless you, people of God. Go in peace.
Glory. Amen.
Thank you.